Good morning. This is Mariah Nichols, an Unpacking Disability, and I'm going to be reading my latest blog post, which is The Misfits Who Rock and Rolled, a Review of Crip Camp. And just a note, I have my daughter Moxie sitting next to me coloring while I am reading this. Moxie, want to say hi?
Hi.
Okay. So this is about the review of Crip Camp. This is a review of Crip Camp, and that is a documentary that is now playing on Netflix. And the short answer is it is brilliant. Go see it. Don't even waste time with this review. Just go watch it already. But if you want to hear the review, I'll go forth and read it. So news of this documentary flooded disability airwaves last year. As I serve on the DREDF board with Jim Lebrecht, one of the directors of Crip Camp, as well as Judy Heumann and Ann Freeman, I'm totally name-dropping here, sorry. Plus, with Corbett O'Toole being one of my beloved mentors, I was on high alert and waiting for this film. Crip Camp, in a nutshell, the story is simple. A group of disabled teenagers go to a freewheeling camp on the East Coast. They gain each other. They move forward and basically change the world. The story is deep and true. It resonates through every fiber in me. The story of connection and friendship, of independence and interdependence, of struggle, perseverance, of belief, faith. The story of justice and dignity. Our disability history, disability rights, even the fundamental right to live in this world are a daily struggle for legions of us with disabilities. Sometimes it's as big as what is currently happening with healthcare rationing because of a global pandemic. More often it's the daily struggle of elements of access and inclusion. Those paper cuts of small battles happening time and again and resulting in deeply scarred selves. Those stories of our fights and of the larger fight that is the framework that we work with to this day has not been told in a mainstream way yet. Crip Camp is the first of its kind, the first major film to tell the story of how the 504 sit-in happened and how the disabled activists got the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, passed. And when you think of the millions of people that the ADA impacts, added to the laws like IDEA that affect every child with a disability and every parent and teacher that work within that law, it's huge, huge. This is a fundamental aspect of the history of the American civil rights movement. Crip Camp, on a personal note, I know so many people in this documentary. I had no idea that many of them were involved with the 504 sit-in. Among others, Joe Quinn, that guy who was always in the Berkeley BART station. Denise Scherer Jacobson and Neil Jacobson going way back with Judy Heumann. I know these people personally, and I had no idea that so many of them went to this camp together. Heck, I didn't even know about Camp Jeanette. The interconnectedness of these powerhouses of disability rights and action just blows me away. On a personal level, I am profoundly touched by this documentary. I think this song, Midnight Radio, kind of speaks for what compels me so strongly to it. And I'll play that song at the end of this piece because it's about 3 minutes long. But please listen to it. Please listen to it. And it's about the misfits who rock and roll. Crip Camp is about the people who were always seen as misfits, sheltered, or incapable. It's about, as Midnight Radio says, the losers who hold on, who come into themselves in their shining light. It's about the trailblazers, the people who are willing to forge a new way and temper themselves through the fire of political perseverance and sheer will. The deaf community and Crip Camp, disability intersections. I love Crip Camp in and of itself. I would have been fine if it had just had a focus on physical access and wheelchair users. But learning about the deaf involvement in the 504 sit-in thrilled me and pulled me closer. I felt that definite tingle of, my people did it too! Cross Disability Alliance is clearly one of the power sources for the larger disability community. Giving space to listen to each other, include one another, and tap into the gifts that we all have is one of the powerful lessons that Crip Camp brought home to me. That segment of history is about happenstance, seizing a moment, about unity. It's about listening, truly listening to one another with the heart as well as the senses. It's about honesty and humor. And back to unity, it's so much about unity and the power and strength of unity across our respective disability spectrums. About connecting through our shared paper cuts, battle wounds, misfitism, and holding on. In the actual blog post, now I have books and links. I have links to books that are by people that are featured in Crip Camp. That's Denise Scherer Jacobson. I loved her book, The Question of David. Corbett O'Toole, I loved her book, Fading Scars, My Queer Disability History. And Judy Heumann, I'm just wrapping up her book right now, Being Human, and other reviews of Crip Camp. So there's conversations from the Longmore Institute, and there is Shane and Hannah's review of Crip Camp, and Andrew Pullering's brilliant, brilliant written review called Crip Camp is for Everyone, and it's on Forbes. It's awesome. Okay, so right now I am going to play Midnight Radio, which has always been one of my favorite songs. And I feel is almost a theme of, not theme of Crip Camp, but it sort of embodies like what some of this is about. So here we go.
Okay, let's see if all of these were little. Dream of a song that hits you so hard. Love, give, free.
That was the end of Midnight Radio, and it's from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and it is by John Cameron Mitchell. But you'll find really good versions by other people, but John Cameron Mitchell cannot be beat. And yeah, that song really compels me to this entire disability rights movement, and I can't wait for the day when we do John Cameron Mitchell does a remake of that. It adds Judy in for with Patty and Aretha. Yeah, that'll be the day. So that's it, and my kids are here. It's time to homeschool, and I hope everyone is well and happy. And if you haven't seen Crip Camp already, go to it already. Over and out.